Hello?
Hi there, is it possible I can speak with Mark Lowry?
It's Mark Lowry speaking. Is that Billy? Hello?
Yes, it is Billy. My headset just disconnected then. I do apologise. It's Billy from MMA Legal, darling. And we're calling regarding the Scottish redress claim.
Uh-huh.
So, basically, the call today, I just make sure we've got your personal details on file correctly. We'll take a brief statement from you and the case will get submitted. Now, before I go any further, I just want to explain to you, it's not going to be the case where we're clutching at straws and hoping to have you refunded. You will receive compensation as soon as we locate your files. In the most professional way, the statement is what will help us value your case to understand what kind of abuse you've dealt with and things like that. At this moment, we would not be able to give you a direct value, but what we can tell you is that each claim will average around 48,000. It would just be wrong for me to give you a direct value at the moment. Is that okay with you? Now, we have it down as Mark Lowry. I'm sorry if I pronounce it wrong.
And it's L-A-W-R-I-E.
Yeah, perfect, correct. And it's marklowry60@gmail.com.
Yep.
Perfect. Could I please ask you, darling, for your date of birth, please, Mark?
It's 7374.
07-03-1974. And could I ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything at all, darling?
No.
No problem there. What's your home postcode for me, where you're living at
the
moment?
Kilo Alpha 7, 3 Yankee Juliet. Yep.
18 Speedwell Square. Perfect.
Yep.
No problem. We'll just get that down here for you. And regarding yourself, could I please ask you, was it just you placed into the care system, or did you have any siblings that was placed into care too?
No, it was just myself.
Just, no problem. And could I also please ask you, have you ever been known by any other names at all, darling?
Logan. Matt Logan. That's what's on my birth certificate.
Logan.
On the
certificate.
But I'm known as Laurie, but it's Logan on my birth certificate, so it is.
Perfect. Can I ask you, before you was popped into the area or into the care system, what area did you grow up in, darling?
Air.
And would it have been Air Local Authority that popped you into the care system, most likely?
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. Can I ask
you... I've been in care for... I was very young. Very young.
Bless you.
So I was...
So you was in there from a very young age.
Mm-hmm. And I went to foster parents and all that day, and I've been in in the home and back and forth.
What was your mum's name, if you do remember, darling?
Anne. I don't really speak to my mum anymore, and I don't know my father. I'm trying to get through the rigmarole now, trying to find out who my father is. I've been told so many different stories now. I just want clarity, you know what I mean? But nobody's given me anything, so they're not.
Make you aware of is when we locate your files, we will have the opportunity to give you them back. Now, I'm not to promise you that this information is on your files, but if it is on your files, then we will locate that and we will allocate that to you. That's not an issue. Okay, sir. I'll just get that noted down.
Yeah, because see, my files actually went missing, and I don't know what happened to them.
They said to everybody the files went missing just so they couldn't have a copy of them back because they knew that this was going to be the case. So they won't give you your own copy of your own files back. But with the legal team, they have authorisation. They're a solicitor, so they, by law, they have to provide them back if you've given authorisation for it. So we will locate them. Every person that I've spoken to has said the same thing, that the files have gone missing.
Uh-huh.
So don't worry about that because by law... In the most professional way I can say it to you, even though it was the foster cares and the care systems that was doing the abusing, the government was aware of it. They was funding it as well. Now, they're the ones that tried to hide everything and cover everything up, but now they've been proven for it. They have to provide the files back, and they can't hide that whatsoever. That's why the Scottish redress scheme comes into it. So we will have allocation for them. I will leave a note on here that you would like a copy of them. I can't promise you that the information of your father will be on that, but it is on that, and we will be more than happy to give you that back, sir. Okay.
That's brilliant.
Could I please ask you, I know that you went to care from a young age. What was your first memories of care? Who was you placed with?
Quantum Home in Woodhead Road.
Quantum Home was that?
No, Coylton. COYLTON. 8 Woodhead Road, it was called.
Woodhead.
That was the address. 8 Woodhead Road.
8 Woodhead Road was the address. 8 Road was... the address. And how old would you say averagely you was here, roughly?
About 3.
around three. And was this a care home, this darling, or was this a foster care?
No, it was a care home. So it was.
No problem. And how long would you say you was roughly placed here for, just a rough memory?
A good 3 years, and then I went to a few foster parents and all that. I've been quite a few foster parents that I didn't really like. Aye.
No problem. Then was fostered out. Can I ask you, what was the first family name that you was placed in the care of?
There was one, I think it was the Walkers for Barassi. There was a family for Barassi I was with for a wee while.
And how's Barassi spelled?
B-A-R-R-A-S-S-I-E. It's near Troon.
And how long would you say you was with these for?
I don't have a clue. So I do not have a clue.
Was there any abuse here while she was with these?
Not that I can remember. No, I was young. I was very young.
Can't remember. No problem. And then after here, where was your place, darling?
Then I went to a family in, was it Ballantrae? Aye, to McNotch.
It was, where was that, sorry?
Ballantrae,
yep.
And they were the McNotch.
They were the Knots, was they called?
No, McNaught. McNaught.
Oh, perfect, the McNaught family. And yep. Did any abuse happen here that you remember?
No, not what I mean. Well, apart from, maybe getting assaulted and that for the mother a few times and that, but nothing, sexual or anything like that. Just, I was so kind of...
Hit.
And then the next family where the Opries, they stayed in Bar Hill.
Could you spell that family for me?
O-P-R-A-Y-S.
Opries, placed in, and they was a family as well?
Yeah. I didn't like saying family. They were Mormon and church schools and all that, and try to kind of press them into becoming a Mormon and all that. I was like, nah. And that was up until, when I was there, I was about 15, 16. I was took out of their care and I was put back into Coilton. And then for there,
my
life just went
downhill. Coilton home. Bless you, Coilton home. And how long were you into Coilton home for?
I'm on the phone now. About another 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years. She's in that season around 18, darling.
Yep.
No problem till 18. And in regards to yourself, what I need from you, darling, is a beneficiary. Now, if anything was to happen to you over the next few months with the claim ongoing, would there be anybody that you would be happy for this payment to go to?
Yeah.
Can I take their name, please, darling?
It's Lindsay Mayer. L-Y-N-S-E-Y. M-A-I-R.
M-A-I-R. Hi, is that your partner or is that a daughter?
Yeah, that's my partner.
Perfect. Can I have a mobile number, darling, if you have that?
2 minutes, I'll get a number for you. It is, where are they? It's 07359.
Yep.
551.
Yep.
311.
Now, you don't need to explain to her anything that you're making the claim for. Of course, it's private and confidential. But, of course, she will, if anything was to happen, then we would just explain to her that you was proceeding with a claim for previous tenants to care, and she will be the next in line for their entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why was you placed into care? Do you know why you have popped into the care system, darling, or is that something you're not aware of?
My mum abandoned me. So she said my mum was young and she abandoned me, excuse me. Put up the stress and all that, and we've been a babe. And I had a bad upbringing when I was young.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And not only that, when you're taken out of the care system for things like this, you feel like they should be giving you the correct curriculums and the correct support, and also making sure that you have allocated everything to the best of its ability. But of course, it seems to me that the places you have been placed, before I've even gone into detail with you, they definitely have done some sort of neglect there just by leaving you to kind of figure it out for yourself and not explain anything. Now, what I am going to do for you is I'm just going to get you a link sent over, darling, to your email and to your mobile number. Now, this is just for you to say that you're happy for us to locate your files. This should come through to you right about now. Should come through to you on a text message as well as an email, so whatever is easier for you, and I'll talk you through that.
Right.
Whilst you are doing that, what I am going to do for you, I'm going to pop your message over on WhatsApp. Now, this way, you have contact for me throughout the case ongoing. You can call through to the solicitor directly yourself. But most importantly, if you are a bit busy or if there's any information that you did forget to mention, you've got me there directly on WhatsApp. So any questions or anything like that, you bob me a message over and I can let you know where your claim is up to throughout the whole process, darling. Okay.
Okay.
So that's the same WhatsApp number that we have already had a discussion on this morning, but I'm just still going to get you another message sent over just so you've got it all in there with the name of the solicitor and things on there as well, darling.
Okie dokie.
Has that message come through to your mobile number as of yet?
Yeah, it has.
Perfect. If you just click on the link for me, it should say, when you click on the link, it will say proceed to document.
Right, it's document info, proceed to document, yep.
Yes, please.
Right, proceed to document. Right, and just tick the button.
Yes, please.
Right, done.
And then it should say agree and accept once you've pressed proceed to document.
Yeah, then it goes signature.
Yep, so if you click on the signature box for me, it will bring up three signatures. Just press the top one for me, darling.
Okay.
And then underneath that, there'll be a little tick box and it'll say okay.
Yeah, I've done that.
And then it should say you've all signed. Let me just see if that's come back through. So has it now taken you to another box?
Another signature.
Yeah. Yep. So if you click on that for me, you press the acknowledge box.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
And then does it say finish or okay anywhere on your screen?
Finish.
Perfect. Press finish on me, darling.
Right, finish.
Brilliant. And that should come back through, which is fantastic. Do you also drive? Do you have a driver's license or a professional?
I don't know.
Or even a bus pass? Do you have a bus pass or anything like that?
No, I don't.
Do you have any sort of ID, birth certificate?
I've got birth certificate, but it says Mark Logan on it. But I don't have photographic ID either.
That's not a problem. Do you have your birth certificate to hand?
Yeah, I can get it, yeah.
Would you be able to just take a picture of that and send that over to me on WhatsApp, please? And we would all
send
you any letter dated to you in the last 3 months with your address on there, just so we know it's you that's claiming and it's going to your address as well for your check.
Yeah, that's fine. Yep, I'll do that.
So I'll leave that over to me on WhatsApp?
Yeah, I'll do that. Give me 5 minutes. I need to find it.
Whilst you're doing that, I'm just going to start typing up a statement for you with some of the information that you provided with me just now.
Okay.
I'm just going to get here.
Right, 10 minutes. Hey, what is that? I've got it right in front of my face. Right, I'll take a picture of that. Try and go there.
Be any letter.
2 minutes, what's up? Right, that's it there. Right, that's me sent my birth certificate.
That's just come through.
No, I need to find a letter.
Have you got anything on your phone? Do you have a phone bill on your phone or anything? Because I can't accept a screenshot.
I don't, not. Wait to see, I think I've got something somewhere. Send that. There's a Giacomo letter. When was that? That was 21st of the 10th, 2025.
Send that over. I'll use that for now. Don't worry. Send that over.
Right, okay. Do that now.
I'll explain to the solicitor.
There you go.
Thank you. So what I am just going to get down here for you, darling, as a brief statement, this is just basically a brief statement for me to understand what you've actually had to deal with. For now, what I have just popped is that from a young age, he was in an abusive home and was taken from his family, and he was placed. He has vague memories of being in and out of care from a very young age, but his first memories was from Colton Home, 8 Woodhead Road, was the address. He was around 3-4 years old, he thinks he remembers, and this is basically as his remembers, as he remembers. Mm-hmm. I believe that he was here for a few years, did you say, darling?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what was it like when you first arrived here? What was the staff like with you?
The staff were all right. There was all right staff, and there was kind of like alcohol staff kind of thing, but then further down the line, there was one of them that actually got done with sexual assault. One of the carers, he actually got done about, he's seen about a time still, I think, for it.
Can I ask you, when you was here, was you ever sexually assaulted by the staff or by any children in any way, shape or form?
No.
No problem. Can I ask you, while she was here, did any of the staff ever restrain you or anything like that at all, darling?
No.
No problem.
There is a few that were kind of touchy-touchy, but... like, kind of always putting your hand on you, like, kind of... But then we found out that he was one that was actually doing, that got done with the assault. But he was kind of always, like, touchy-touchy. Like, touching your arm and touching your hand and things like that, touching your shoulder. I mean, just kind of, I don't know, kind of weird.
Really,
you get
yeah, it, yeah. And could I ask you, what was the punishments like, darling, the first time you was here?
Punishments? There wasn't really any punishments, so, really.
Would you ever be left alone or anything like that? Or would you ever be made to sit in the hall at the night time or anything?
No.
No problem. In regards to the other children here, was the other children okay with you? Was they left to run riot? Was there fights or anything in here?
What do you mean, the foster parents?
Yeah.
Are you talking about...
The care home.
Oh, there was a lot of trouble in the homes, really. Like, folk running riots and things like that.
So kind of like when you was here in the care home from the first few, was it kind of the case where you're left alone with your own thoughts, no one really give you any sort of comfort And if I am correct, you said after that you was then placed with a family. If I am correct, you said that was the Walkers from Barassi. Mm-hmm. And do you remember anything from being with these, darling?
No, I do not. I do not.
Let me just get that on here. Called the Walkers. Can't remember much from here. As he was young, he wasn't here. And then if I am correct, after that you was then moved on to a family in Ballincay.
I think I was put back into Coilton before I went to the next family. Doing it in Ballantrae, if I remember right. My memory's not the best. I mean,
no problem.
I'm coming 52. I can't remember what I done last week. But no, there was bits that I didn't like, really, before the parents. You just felt as if you weren't the wanted kind of thing. It was just like a stop through kind of thing, you know what I mean?
I just remember feeling unwanted. And then,
I don't remember when I stayed with the family in Bar Hill, I wasn't made feel welcome at all. Like, if I called them mum one day, one of the boys turned me and said, she's not your mum, so I battered them.
To be honest with you, Sean, I'm saying that, I would have definitely done the same thing.
Yes.
Sorry. When you went back to Colton, I just need to get a rough time frame. Would you say that you was here for about a few months before being fostered out again, roughly?
I think maybe more than a few months. I think maybe... a year or whatever, I think maybe. I'm not too sure. As I said, my memory's not the best.
No problem. I was then, after that, you was then placed with the family in Ballincay, the McNaught family.
Ballincay. B-A-L-L-A-N-T-R-A-E.
T-R-A-E. Thank you for that. And could I ask you, while she was here with the McNaughts family, have you got any memories from her, darling?
Stayed in a farm and all that. And they were an all right actual family. So they were actually all right.
Yeah, like a bit of normality. A bit of normality.
But then I just went, I kind of, with a bit of a young kind of tear away, and I don't think they could kind of handle me back then. And that's how I went back into care. And then I went to the family in Bar Hill, and then back to Coilton home again. I was about 18, 19, I was in the kind of living area, support area.
So after the McNaught family, after you was with the McNaught family, and you was with them, let me just hear.
I was with them for a good few years.
Stayed on the farm, let me just get that here. On the farm, is that long? The woman. And you said sometimes that she would use her hands in regards to punishment.
Mm-hmm. And she's not here to preserve. I must have heard that she's dead now anyway.
Is this where the children would make you feel different at this care home? Is that
no, that was that. That was a different family.
At the foster family.
That was the last foster family I went to. They were top schools, Mormons, trying to kind of turn me into a Mormon, and I was, nah.
That's myself here. I'm the farm, just let me just get here. You was here for a few years. Years old. I was. Did you go back to Coilton House after here?
Yep, Coilton home, yep.
Then placed back at Coilton.
Back in Coilton.
Home.
Then Coilton, that's the last kind of memories that I've got, really, that I can remember.
So after the care home, sorry, after you went to the care family of the McNaughts, you went back to Coilton home, and then you went to the OP's family and back to the Coilton.
Yep. Or did you go to Coilton? No, I went to back to Coilton, then I went to the appraise.
So
it's really nice going through the system when you're younger. So it's not.
And then you was placed in the care of the OP's family, and they tried to put a lot of pressure on you here.
Yeah.
Okay. From the get-go.
A lot of pressure to go into church and stuff like that, and basically. And then I didn't go to my oldest son. That was the one that I hurt, because he told me. And I called them mum. Now, you don't know, back then, what did they not mean? Just when I said it one day, and he turned around and said, she's not your mum, don't call her mum. So I battled him. And I think that was the reason I actually got took out of their care. If I remember right, I think that's what it was.
And was you treated different from her children, from them at all?
Yeah, yep.
Would they ever lock you in your bedroom or anything like that at all, darling? Or would they ever be forceful towards you with any punishments here?
No, I can remember, not.
No problem here. Was there any sexual abuse here either at all, darling?
No.
No problem. And do you have any other memories from being with this family?
No.
If I remember correctly, you said earlier that you was with the OP's family till you was around 15, 16. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you was then placed right back into the care of Coylton Home for your final yep. time.
Yeah.
Get that here. And what was it like when you went back, darling?
It was all right. It was, you know, like the same, but there was a few kind of staff that were a bit kind of, like kind of heavy-handed a wee bit and like shouting at you and stuff like that back in the day. You know what I mean? Like no heavy, or maybe a wee clout in the back of the head or something and, like shouting at you, but no, like battering you or punching you or anything like that. I'm just like, there'd be clout in the back of the head or something. And then there was there guys that was kind of off a touchy-touchy with a few of the folk. And then it came out that he got done with sexual assault. And he's in the jail. Because I did have, it was ages and ages and ages ago, I had the CID at my door. And they were asking me things like, if I ever remember anything that happened, like, when I was in care, like, I think it was the day with him, because it was, like, a
two
couple of folks.
Have had this, yeah.
Yep.
Now, in the most professional way, they would have read your records, the files that they said they didn't have. They would have read them to know who to actually contact and who to look into. So
yep.
for the fact that you've had contact from them, they know that you would have basically, you'd be due back a claim. Surprised
right.
they didn't try and put you in contact with that, because at this moment in Scotland as well, a lot of them are doing private investigations on these people, because a lot of these staff members are still alive, so they're getting convicted
right.
for it too. A lot of people have been convicted for it, really, but for the fact that they come to you in the most professional way, that should give you some sort of understanding to how did you find me, how did you know I was in these places. They must have read some sort of record, so that should give you reassurance that they have a lot more on you than what you actually think they have. They're aware
right.
of everything. They know who's been impacted by this, and a lot of the time, a lot of the staff members within these places were keeping journals and diaries of things that they was doing to the children as well, which are there as well.
Right.
Now, it doesn't necessarily need to say the children's names. A lot of people, a lot of the memories that you're making me aware of now, I've spoken to so many people who said so many things that are on the same lines. Now, it's
right.
not your word against theirs, it's your word to value your claim at this moment. As soon as we prove that you're in these places, what you've had to deal with throughout here will give us an understanding of what your claim value is. And I can reassure you I'll do my very best to make sure you get exactly what you deserve for some sort of justice.
But do you think I'm actually due compensation then?
Yes, 100%. I wouldn't be putting you through this for any other reason.
Right.
That's why I run through what kind of places you was in, just to try and get a gist of what you've had to deal with. Now, I would say this case will be submitted off today. You'll probably get an email in about a week's time with your Scottish redress number, just to let you know that
okay.
it's been acknowledged and the claim is ongoing. Just because you don't get that for a week doesn't mean that the claim's not ongoing. They've just got thousands of cases being submitted over daily where it takes them about a week to get that acknowledgement popped on there. But like I say, anything out of the next few weeks, if you have any questions or if you want any updates or anything like that, do not hesitate to bob me a message over and I'll make sure I get all of your updates over to you right away, okay?
Okay.
But I also asked you, while she was in the care system, in the care homes, did any of the staff members ever assist you to the showers or say that they had to help you wash or anything or watch you while she was in the shower area or the bath area?
No, that I can remember.
No problem.
Mm.
That's not an issue. And was food always an option?
Yeah.
An option. And is there any other memories that you would like me to get jotted down for you?
No, that I can remember anything else.
No
problem. That I can remember.
That is fine. Can I just ask you, what kind of impact has it had on you? Now, speaking to you, I understand it's quite frustrating for you to get into this, and I understand it's quite a hard topic of conversation. Has it
well,
made
I've really had
like
a shit life. I'm actually on antidepressants now, because I actually tried to take my life about 5 years ago.
Can I ask you who's your doctor?
My doctor's Dr. Stevenson.
Sorry.
Yeah. The GP. It's Barn. No, it's not. Oh, shit, what's the name of the surgery? Oh my God. That's how, oh, can you... Oh, Bankfield Medical Practice. That's it.
Backfield. Thank you. No, Bankfield Medical Practice. Thank you for that. So, and you say you struggle with, like you say, building relationships with things like that and people now. Do you think it's hard to trust in people? I don't trust in people. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead now and I'm going to get your case submitted off for you right away. In regards to everything we have discussed today, I'm going to make sure that I get this case allocated over for you. Now, if there's anything that you need from me over the next few weeks, do not hesitate
to
pop me a message over. And exactly that. Now, what I am going to do for you, the second that we log your claim over, you may get contacted by somebody on behalf of the government saying that they can underpay, they can give you a settlement figure between £5,000 and £10,000 whilst the claim is ongoing. Now, this is their way of them trying to get you to accept the settlement figure. That'll be your claim.
Don't accept
anything from anybody. What I'm going to do just to be on the safe side is I'm going to pop a password on the account for you. So if anybody does call you regarding this and you don't know who you're speaking to, say, what is my password? And if they don't know the password, hang up the phone on them. What word would be rememberable to you?
Broxy.
What's your football team? Can you spell it for me?
Broxy. Or even Pitt
Rangers.
R-O-X-Y. Pitt Rangers. Yep.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's my first football team. Like, all my family's from Glasgow area.
All right.
A lot of people have been speaking at the moment as a Celtic fan, and my granddad will be turning in his grave.
Right.
Yeah, Rangers. I mean, that was my first ever football tap. So Rangers is your password. If anyone calls you, just say, what is my password? And if you don't state the word Rangers, just hang up the phone on them. I'll be in contact with you, and I do appreciate your time today going into that with me, Matt, because I do understand...
No, that's brilliant. I didn't know anything about that. So I didn't...
A lot of people didn't, because they'll keep it quiet. But the more that people are claiming now, the more people are hearing of it. Like, there's a lot of people that I've spoken to that didn't know they could actually go ahead with it. A lot of their siblings was paid out 10 years ago by them. £8,000. They didn't realise now that the siblings are going to be getting £50,000. But of course, it's not just about the money, they've had justice. And what they're trying to do is, like, this CID that are coming to you at the moment, if you would have said, yes, this has happened to me, and I know people it has been happened to, they would have been the first to try and get a procedure claim going for you, because even though the police are coming to look into this, they work for the government. They're all trying to underpay as much as they can, because it's the government that's doing the funding. So in the most professional way, the CID doing their work as well, they're trying to get the claim process going so people don't go and do it off their own back independently. And that's what they're trying to prevent. Now, that's why I say, don't worry about your files, because there will be files out there, and we will be able to locate them for you. And as soon as we've got a copy of them, we will be more than happy to give you them back, darling, okay?
That is brilliant. So it is absolutely brilliant.
So I'll go ahead and do my side of things. If there's anything that you need from me, you bob me a message over, and I'll be in contact as soon as we've got your updates, darling, okay?
Okay, Doc. That is brilliant. Okay. Thanks for your time, bye.
All right, darling, you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.